two groups that advocate for crime victims, Human Rights Watch and Trial International, say that Gambia's ex-president, Yahya Jammeh, used his position and threats against families to pressure young women to visit him in his private residence where he would abuse them. And now a former Gambia beauty queen has publicly accused the former president of raping her. Tufa Jallo says she was 18 when this happened, and now the hashtag #IAmTufa has spread all over social media, kind of a Gambian Me Too moment. And Gambia's new president is convening a Truth and Reconciliation Commission to hear the women out. Tufa Jallo joins us now from Toronto, where she now lives. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
You are the only woman of these three who have made these allegations to put your name forward. Why did you do that?
In Gambia, the culture of silence, especially around rape, and when I looked around me and in my country, I couldn't see a role model or a blueprint of anybody that has ever spoken about this openly. So I found motivation in the fact that someone has to say something.
Yeah, well, and this may bring shame to your family, but you've said the silence is as uncomfortable and more damaging than the consequences of speaking. Was it hard to keep it to yourself?
Yes, it was hard because I felt like I was a fraud and I was trying to pretend like it has never happened. It brings so much shame, I know, but I just thought it was time for the country and the community to have to carry the shame and the burden that I had to carry by myself.
Well, if you don't mind, if we could go back over, you know, some of that day, because the allegation is pretty despicable. Again, you were a beauty queen, and you had in that way come into contact with the then president after you were in a beauty contest run by the Gambian Ministry of Education. And the president gave you gifts, installed running water at your family's home. But then he made advances and even struck you.
Yeah, he offered me a job first, which at the time I felt I was too young. And then he proposed marriage, which I thought was funny in the beginning. So I told him I wasn't ready to because I was just 18 at the time. But yeah, he did struck me. He did change his tone on that day. He was speaking from a place of anger at the fact that a girl from a poor background, almost a middle-class family, will have the audacity to say no to his proposal. So everything that was demeaning enough in that moment to make sure I regret why I would ever say no was something he felt like he had to do.
You allege that he then injected you with a needle, raped you. Along the way, you lost consciousness and were kicked out of this building. And his aides told you what?
That he was the president and they will do anything to protect him. Mm. Yep.
He's no longer president. He's living in exile in Equatorial Guinea. Hasn't responded to these allegations, but his party says that they feel that these are Westerners, you know, with malicious allegations against their party and the ex-president of the Republic of Gambia. In other words, they're kind of aligning you and others who are making accusations with traitors.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. They will find any excuse, obviously, to defend Yahya Jammeh. And on top of that, I am a woman, you know, trying to take back power and speak my truth within a country that is very much steeped in patriarchy. So until then, I just seek for justice.
We should say that you're in Toronto now, but this is because you fled. I mean, you put on a niqab, a covering, crossed the Gambia River in a fisherman's boat, begged a truck driver to smuggle you across the Senegalese border, slept in a bus station there, then got asylum. You were an asylum seeker, seeking asylum from the president of your country. And others have said, with other women coming forward, that this was part of a state-sponsored system to get women to the then president, that you went to the president's office because having won the contest, there was a drama proposal, a theater proposal. You'd suggested you thought you were going to be getting some sort of a scholarship for that. That never happened. Other women were kind of lured there by people who worked around him. Do you worry about the women and girls you've left behind?
Yes, I am. And that's one of the reasons why I came out and also looking forward to go to this Truth and Reconciliation Council, because I myself am very curious in what the ministry and all these major institutions in the country, where they're aware of what happens to these girls or the path to the scholarship that is being promised. So we're still trying to get to the bottom of that.
Yeah, Yaya Jammeh again, the former president. And now Gambia has set up a Truth, Reconciliation and Reparations Commission to investigate these allegations. And according to Human Rights Watch, he is expected to testify later this year. Will you be there?
Definitely. And I hope me coming out before that and my story do encourage a lot of other women when the TRRC starts their session on sexual assault. So I do look forward to coming out there. Mm.
That's Tuva Jallo, a former Gambian beauty pageant winner, who's now one of several women accusing the country's ex-president, Yaya Jammeh, of rape when she was a teen. Tuva, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me.